Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second, the third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting third, the second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second, the second baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting third, the center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth, the catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Duster Mails. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Duster Mails. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mails fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan bunts towards the mound. Mails fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to home to get Johnson. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Mostill moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a pop-up towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to third. Two outs. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mails fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-0 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ma Still. Mails reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson bunts towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Mails moves to third. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schock fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to second. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Faber, and towards Collins, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mails fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Ma Still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma Still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ma Still hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hooper moves to third. Ma Still moves to second. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hooper scores. Ma still moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Shealy reaches third base with a triple. Ma still scores. Strunk goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk is hit by the pitch. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Schalk steals second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground for a single. Sewell moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill strikes out. There goes Sewell. The throw from Schalk and Sewell is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hooper hits a line drive towards third. Gardner catches it and throws to first to double up Collins. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mails takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Mails moves to second. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mails moves to third. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strunk, who is chasing the ball. Speaker reaches third base with a triple. Mails scores. Stevenson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Speaker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schalk hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gardner for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Wood moves to second. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mails hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. Faber strikes out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-2 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson strikes out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to third. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Speaker moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a pop-up towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hooper hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Strunk hits a pop-up towards first. McInnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Mostill steals second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mostill scores. Shealy moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-3 in the game. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Jack Graney pinch hits for Duster Mails. Joe Evans pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Schock and he is safe. Evans steals second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Morton now pitching. Les Nunemaker now catching. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 3 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground for a single. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McClellan moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Speaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Speaker moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McInnes bunts towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to third. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strunk takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Strunk moves to second. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Schalk strikes out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 4 in the game. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. Lugisto pinch hits for Guy Morton. Lugisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Nunemaker moves to second. Lugisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a fly ball into left field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Wood scores. Nunemaker moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.